C. 6.
I remember once on my first visit to England, soon after I started learning English, my landlady went shopping and she came back with a big bag full of things, but she forgot to buy some soup. She needed a tin of tomato soup. So I said, "I'll go to the shop and buy it for you," because I wanted to be helpful and it was a chance to practice my English a bit. So I went to the little shop round the corner and asked the shopkeeper for tomato soup. But he seemed surprised. He didn't understand. And I repeated again and again, "Soap! Tomato soap!" until he gave me some red soap. And I realized I'd confused soup and soap. And I was asking for tomato soap. I felt terrible. I wanted to run out of the shop, but my landlady wanted her soup. So I said, "Thank you. And tomato soup, please." This time with the correct pronunciation. And he gave me the soup. I paid and went back to the house and said to the landlady, pronouncing very carefully, "Here's your soup, and I bought you this soap as a present." And she said, "Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of